This is The Program with Andrew Walker and Scott Rintoul.
I'm great. Thank you very much. Nice to be on your show.
It was a wonderful Grey Cup, obviously, for so many reasons. It was a great TV event as well. Now that you're into your first off season, have you thought about the last calendar year, your first year as CFL commissioner? How would you describe it? How would you grade it?
Well, you know, I have thought about it a lot, and you know, it's almost surreal. You know, my coming from a place where this wasn't on the radar at all to, you know, jumping in when the season already started, you know, with both feet, and just how amazingly, it was amazing how the fans reacted. I enjoyed every stadium. I enjoyed every concourse, just being around the game again, seeing the players, the coaches. It was amazing. And I think the size of my smile hasn't diminished one little bit, and I'm not planning on letting that smile go anywhere for, you know, many years to come.
The CFL news of the day, Mike Sherman, longtime Green Bay Packers head coach, is now in Montreal. What do you think of the hire, and is there value in familiarity in terms of bigger names from football south of the border coming here? I mean, June Jones, Mark Trestman, now Mike Sherman.
Well, you know, one of the things that comes with the name is just a pedigree, you know, around his, you know, these coaches have an ability to inspire professionals. I think there's obviously a difference between a high school athlete and a college athlete, the way they think, their level of maturity. You know, I think the coach professionals is an art and a science, and clearly Coach Sherman has proven his ability in that space. So, you know, I'm really happy for Montreal. I think they made it clear today in their announcement that they've got somebody they're exceptionally happy about, and you know, that's kind of what it takes. I think when you're doing these hires, you gotta really be excited about the people you're bringing in to transform your organization. So for a lot of good reasons, I'm excited for the Alouettes today and excited for the CFL.
CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi joining the program with Walker and Rintoul. While we're talking about people making the trip north, what type of update can you provide us on Johnny Manziel and that vetting process?
Yeah, the process continues, and I think that's the important word. You know, we are not going to short circuit any steps in this. And look, in so many ways, what we want to do is we want to do right by Johnny. I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete. There's a lot of capabilities there. But, with some of the things that have happened in his life, we would want to bring him in if he was ready to, you know, if he was ready for us. And we'd obviously want to say to whichever market he happened to, you know, be, you know, hanging his hat in, we'd want the people of that community to know that we've done our very best to, you know, enlist the support of professionals, experts in the field, to make sure that if he joins us, he's ready to be not just a great pro football player, but a great, you know, contributor to the community. So the process continues, and I just keep reminding everyone who's involved in this that we won't short circuit that at all. That's got to play out, and then if and when our experts advise us that he's ready, obviously we'd be excited to make that announcement.
That said, I mean, I've described Johnny Manziel as the white whale when it comes to CFL marketing. He has to be ready, but obviously you must have a deep want to have him here in the league, don't you?
Well, you know, I think every great player that we bring into this league of ours, and we've had so many over the years, and we have so many now, you know, they're all special. They all do special things to make our league better. And you know, look, I want each and every one of them. But I think we can all acknowledge that, you know, it's not just important that these great athletes on the field, but they have to be great people off, and they've got to contribute to our communities, because that's part of the Canadian culture. And you know, in this sense, I'm rooting for Johnny Manziel. I wouldn't hesitate to say that, but I'm obviously more, it's me, as much as I'm rooting for him as an athlete, I'm rooting for him as a person, that he's gonna, you know, that through this process of ours and whatever other processes he goes through, that you know, that he reaches his full potential as a human being. Because in the end, that's what I like to see for these young guys that play our game.
Randy, as you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, you had the opportunity to go to each and every stadium, each and every market, talk to fans, talk to owners, talk to players. Which market are you most concerned about right now?
Well, you know, I'm going to spend time in each city this off season. You know, I'm obviously, you know, I think when we look at what happens, I'm a data junkie. I love to look at numbers, and that's after, I guess, almost 25 years in financial services. That comes, you kind of learn that. I mean, I think what we want to do is we want to have 9 really competitive teams. It shows in the attendance. It shows in TV ratings. So, you know, you kind of start with where we've got underperforming teams. That's that's something that I'm going to pay attention to. And I have to walk a fine line. I don't want to interfere with the teams and their business and football operations. But at the same time, I want to care enough to, you know, ask good questions and be involved where I can lend a helping hand. So, you know, I'm kind of start that. I think there's a correlation between on the field performance and business performance in our league. We can see that. I'm going to start, focusing on, you know, those clubs where we've got, just look at the record from 2017 and you get a pretty good idea of where I want to spend some extra time. And in the purest form, I just want to help. I want the teams to know that I'm here to lend a helping hand and be supportive any way that I can.
We've certainly seen attendance decreases here in British Columbia for the BC Lions. Do you have ideas right now that you think could help that problem here in Vancouver?
Well, I think Rick Wallacher's announcement is a really good step in the right direction. I have to go, I go a long way back with Rick, dating back to my days as a player in Edmonton, and Rick was a big part of the Eskimo support community, been on the board of directors, and I don't know him well, but I know what he stands for, and I think he's going to be a great addition to the BC Lions. I had a chance to spend some time with him on the phone earlier today, and we're going to get a chance to see each other in early January. He's actually going to come to visit the league office. Rick and I have got a lot in common, the way we think about business, the way we think about the league, and I think we both love the CFL. So I think Rick's just he's a great addition to that franchise, and I think David Braley made a great choice. And, you know, the combination now of Rick Wallacher and Ed Hervey and, of course, Coach Buono, I think we're setting the stage for a really great 2018 season in BC. And, you know, and I'm going to let Coach Buono and Ed Hervey, you know, focus on putting a great football team. And then Rick and I will talk a lot about driving the growth of our game, because, as you both know, I've spent a lot of my time in the last number of months talking about a growth strategy. And I talked a lot about that with Rick earlier today.
He is the commissioner of the Canadian Football League. He is Randy Ambrosi. Joins us in conversation here in the program. Walker Rintoul, Sportsnet 650. Do you think much, Randy, about Major League Soccer? Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto, the league is on the rise. Do you view it as a staunch competitor, maybe a bit of a model to follow when we're talking about the younger demographics? Toronto FC is, champions in Toronto, and that only means it's probably going to grow. It's a popular league. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? Look, I think there's something to be learned from all the leagues, and I actually like what they've done in Major League Soccer. I think that there's, you can look at everybody through the eyes of a villain and find all kinds of reasons to be negative about them, and I just won't do that. I think that we've got to look at what they've done. Toronto FC. I've gone to a game and I won't. Specifically, not so much because I was a gigantic fan. I went because I wanted to see what they were doing, and they created an environment in that stadium that is probably as important as anything that they've done. And I think there's a lesson in that. We've been talking about that as we think about our 2018 business plan. So you've got your the element of your business plan, which is the game itself, and you have to dedicate your resources to all the things you'll do to have a good on-the-field product. But that fan experience, that, you know, what's happening in the stadium, how the fans are reacting to, you know, all the things you're doing, you know, whether it's music or the songs the fans sing or the chants they use to, you know, inspire themselves and the athletes on the field. I think there's a lot of good things going on in Major League Soccer. And I'm just going to take the positive side of everything. I'd like to get to know them. I want to see if we can copy the things that they're doing best. I like to think that there's some things that we do well that they might want to borrow. And at the end of the day, the more sports fans we have in Canada, the more people who are passionate about, you know, our Canadian teams, the better it is for, you know, for every franchise. And that's how I'm going to approach it.
Well, Randy, you're talking to two guys who are consumers of the product and have been for a number of years, since we were little kids as well. So we're like you. We're like the fans. We want to see the game get better, even though we have a deep love for the Canadian Football League to begin with. What do you think the biggest issue facing the league right now is?
Well, you know, I think that's an interesting question, and I could almost say that the best thing I'd do is just reframe it. I'm quite sure there's not any one thing that, you know, that I would identify as being the thing. I think there's lots of things. You know, for starters, I could point to the beginning of this business plan that we're working on, and I could just go back and talk about the on the field product, which I think we had, you know, we did some things well. I want to look to improve that. The command center, you know, the transparency of our command center decisions and that. I would talk about game experience because I think that attracts fans. I want to get more young fans. You know, something you'll hear me talk a lot about in the weeks and months and years to come is these young fans. And I want to get them in the stadium. I want to welcome them and their families. I want to get fathers bringing their children to the game and mothers bringing their children to the game and feeling welcome and just and going home, you know, whether the score was 20, you know, 28-24 or, you know, 36-18, I want them to go home and just think that they did right by their kids, putting them in an environment where the kids had fun and maybe the kids, you know, educate their parents about the game and teach them all, you know, the subtleties and nuances, which is one of the things that kids do. And all of those things that we can do to create an environment in our stadiums for young families to come out and young Canadians to be excited. And that's why I think we can, you know, we can set up these facilities in a way that everyone feels welcome and their personal experience at the game is different but fantastic at the same time. So I'm going to spend a lot of my time thinking about attracting fans to our game, because that's the lifeblood of what makes us work as a league. So I'd say fans, new ones, loving the existing ones, and growing our game. Those are my biggest priorities.
And there's a lot of different ways to do that. And part of that is exposure on television. The Argonauts recently sold, and it got people talking about the possibility of having multiple carriers for the Canadian Football League down the road. TSN's been a fantastic partner. I'm sure you'd agree with that. But would the league be better served if there were multiple carriers in this country?
Yeah, it's a great question. Look, I love TSN, and, you know, every single one of them, you know, from top to bottom, these are world-class people, and they've treated us incredibly well. I think that, you know, that fundamental issue that we all would share is we want as many people watching our game as possible. We want to bring our game to Canadians. We want to bring our game around the world. I don't see any reason why that Canada, the Canadian Football League in Canada, is having a time in the world right now where we are so remarkably respected. People value what Canadians value. This, you know, the culture we've shared, I think we can take our game to the world. And look, I think that's a conversation we have to have and think about. How do we get as many people watching us in as many different ways? And I'm just going to start by, you know, having that conversation with our partners, because at the end of the day, as you guys know, you know, treating your partners well is the beginning of everything. And I just, and I know they have this, their TSN has the same interest in that as we do. And it can be a very exciting conversation, you know, that takes our game to a new level.
Randy, we appreciate the time. You know, we're big fans of what you've done with the league so far. So continued success, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, let me just end by thanking you guys. I just taped a Christmas message a holiday season message, and I wanted to, one of the segments, just thank Canadian media for, you know, such a warm welcome to the league, and I thank you guys for being great supporters, and I love what you're doing, and best wishes and happy holidays to you and your family, and to all of your listeners. Best wishes from my family to all of your listeners and their families.
Sportsnet 650.